The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful, bright, sunny Wednesday morning here in Margate, and we are open, and we are located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And I know I'm joined this morning up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I know that we have a very, very special guest today. And I would like for you to give him the introduction that he so richly deserves.
Well, he is just absolutely a fountain of information and one of my favorite go-to sources for quality information about a whole range of nutrients, about the state of the industry, and certainly everything having to do with health and well-being. So joining us today is Neil Levin, researcher, formulator, educator, and our special guest today. So good morning, Neil.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you both, Al and Janet.
We are going to have such a wonderful hour because you are going to be able to fill in some little niches in our brains with regard to some of the best ways to keep our clients and customers healthy. So starting off this morning, I think that a little bit of a discussion about what is possibly going on with regard to government agencies. And I know that now Foods has to be very focused and very particular about how they put their products together, how they manufacture them, where they get their raw materials. And sometimes those rules and regulations can hamper business. What do you have to say about that, Neil?
Well, that's true, and what's funny is that we're often called in the media an unregulated industry, yet we have to jump through hoops and follow hundreds and hundreds of pages of regulations to do anything. And one example is if we're using an herb, a botanical, and we have to actually test it and make sure it's the right genus and species and part of the plant. And sometimes that's difficult to do. Sometimes there's other things mixed together because people picking herbs, unless they're cultivated, is not a very controlled operation. And you sometimes end up with other species in there. And so how do you accurately label that? We end up rejecting materials frequently because it's got two or more species in there and not the single one that we list on the label. And, you know, we're actually identifying it to figure that out, but the science is ahead of the market in some areas.
It was probably, I'm going to say maybe 2 years ago, somewhere in that vicinity, that the Attorney General in the state of New York was pulling products off the shelves throughout New York City and the state, and claiming that the ingredient listed on the label wasn't present in the product, and how they were testing was DNA testing, which was certainly not the standard to assure compliance with the regulations. What do you have to say about that?
Well, that's a science that's not ready for prime time. Everyone is going to assume DNA testing is extremely accurate and well documented. The problem is on these herbs and botanicals, there's often not a validated database of DNA samples, of reference standards is what we call them in the industry and in the scientific community. Reference standards are samples of known quality that you can match your testing against. So you can know by looking at that library if you're using the right genus, species, strain, part of the plant, you know, all those kind of things you want to use. The problem with what the New York Attorney General did was he improperly asked the lab to apply DNA testing to herbal extracts. And when you extract an herb using alcohol or various techniques, you often destroy or damage or leave out the DNA part of the plant. You're going for a very specific extract. For turmeric, for example, you want the curcumin extract. So you're pulling out a little fraction of the plant that might not include the DNA. It might damage DNA. You might get false positives for other plants because of damaged or fragments of DNA. So until that science is really validated, it's premature to apply it commercially or legally in this case. And there are techniques to do that using thin layer chromatography, which is a scientific assay technique, and matching against validated standards from the United States Herbal Pharmacopoeia or the USP, U.S. Pharmacopoeia, where there's actually standards for these things that were ignored in that legal case.
Isn't that amazing? And I'm just such a suspicious member of this supplement community, and I'm certainly not a scientist and certainly not as knowledgeable as you are, Neil, but might it have been by design that the Attorney General couldn't have chosen a worse way of testing products, and that he totally ignored industry standards?
Well, he did ignore industry standards and went to a new science that, you know, DNA testing is fine if you use it appropriately. We're using it on crude herbs before they're processed and to make sure they're the right genus and species. But after they're processed, you can't use the same test. The DNA is no longer intact or there. So you need these other techniques. And that was ignored in this whole thing. And the New York Attorney General has not released the chain of custody, the techniques used, and the procedures so that they could be scrutinized by the scientific community. That's being kept hidden, which is very strange from a scientific viewpoint. You know, how can you validate and correct if you don't know exactly what's happening, if it's hidden? And that suggests an agenda. You know, obviously we don't know what goes on in these people's heads, but, you know, it was a publicity thing. It's possible that someone like that is seeking higher office and is ambitious and wants to make a name for himself. He wouldn't be the first one to do that if that's the case, which, of course, there's no way for me to know.
So have you seen situations like this arise with other agencies? And I'm thinking federal agencies, not necessarily a state situation like the Attorney General.
Well, we've seen the FDA improperly apply regulations and laws. And the problem is, and the Federal Trade Commission as well, and the problem is where the courts tend to say, we are not scientists, we're not experts, we rely on these agencies to be the experts, and we're going to defer to their judgment, even if it's against what the laws and regulations clearly state. And one obvious example would be when ephedra, the herb, was banned about 10 or 12 years ago. The regulations would only allow the FDA to ban it if they could show it caused harm, and they were not able to prove that. It was a theoretical risk of harm that it might kill one person a year, and that there were no benefits from it despite over 100 years of published science showing there are benefits. A RAND Corporation review earlier that same year showed that there was a safe weight loss with ephedra of, I think it was 2 or 3 pounds a month without significant side effects. There were a couple of large studies that year indicating safety, and the FDA's own expert panels could not agree that there was a smoking gun that they needed to pull it. But the theory that it might cause one death a year, theoretically, who knows, and that there are no proven benefits from it, which is very hard to prove. They can say that, but they're ignoring a lot of science to do that, allowed them to get through the courts all the way to the Supreme Court and win the cases, despite the fact that it was really not legal for them to do that, in my opinion.
So, unfortunately, we have some federal agencies, the FDA, the FTC, literally ignoring science, and you're saying that, you know, 100 years of established and credible research studies, and I say 5,000 years of traditional Chinese medicine and so efficiently utilized for people with lower respiratory issues, asthma, bronchitis, and so on. And it is an herb that does lend itself to abuse, but do you ignore the benefits because of the potential for someone to abuse the product? So, very sad state of affairs, and we have recently a little bit of a brouhaha with regard to vinpocetine. What do you have to say about what's going on with vinpocetine?
Well, one more word about ephedra. It was a political decision to pull it, not a scientific or medical decision. And it was pulled because they were going to move the Sudafed products in drugstores behind the counter.
Right.
And they didn't want competition.
Right.
So it's a much bigger picture than maybe it's harmful.
And I think we have seen that political clout impact this industry to the detriment of the individuals using those high-quality natural substances for health benefit. And so, unfortunately, we have seen it time and time again, and I'm thinking of I had a discussion yesterday with one of the vitamin specialists at Save-A-Lot, and we were talking about ephedra, and then we were also talking about stevia having been kept out of the country for many, many years because it would have been in competition with the non-caloric artificial sweeteners that have become so common in Americans' lives. It is 10:15 and time on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour to take a break. Our special guest today, Neil Levin, educator for Now Foods. Also joining us, Mr. Al Forman, founder of Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be right back after these messages. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. for a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices. Come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I haven't had a thing to say in your first discussion, Janet, but I would like to chime in with my own opinion at this particular point. After hearing what Neil Levin had to share with us about the industry that we are in and have been for many, many years, my own personal belief is that as long as there's a pharmaceutical industry that wants to sell pharmaceuticals, the natural product industry will always be challenged with these obstacles or bumps in the road that they throw at us, and they have a closer ear to our government than we do in the natural product industry. When you talk about herbs that have been used for hundreds of years very, very safely, and as the primary focus of helping people heal themselves, why should all of a sudden they be banned or not be able to be utilized by the majority of people in our country today? It's unheard of. And again, I blame it all or feel very decidedly positive that it's all done by the pharmaceutical industry. But moving on from here, Janet, let's talk about something positive. Let's talk about some products that are produced by a very fine company who I had the pleasure of touring, a great facility. They have an unbelievable facility in Illinois that produces a great many fine supplements that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I'd like to get into any one that you want to start with, Janet, because I think it's important for our listeners to be able to understand how efficacious the NOW products are.
Well, in addition to being efficacious, first of all, I should tell our listeners that when they come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and they see the array of products from NOW Foods, the supplement wall set of NOW Foods products is amazing. And then when they look a little closer at the prices of those beautiful supplements, they will be amazed yet again. And so one of the things that came into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and we didn't necessarily know exactly how to use it. And because it had the word sodium on the label, there were a lot of people saying, well, this can't be very good. And indeed, the research is very interesting and very supportive and very important for our listeners to know about. And I'm talking about a specific form of vitamin C called sodium ascorbate. And Neil, I would love for you to share with our listeners the information on how to use it and what specifically, what benefits the people are going to derive.
Yeah, well, that's a great topic, because vitamin C is not necessarily a sexy supplement in terms of people talking about it a lot or even being concerned with deficiencies or what it does in the body. But it is a There are widespread deficiencies, and it's estimated that some symptoms of heart, cardiovascular disease, for example, weakening of the arteries that leads to plaque formation, could be a borderline form of scurvy. And scurvy, of course, is the vitamin C deficiency disease where the blood vessels, the collagen in the blood vessels literally falls apart and allows internal bleeding to the point of death. So subclinical vitamin C deficiencies could be leading to a breakdown of the collagen in our blood vessels. And this has actually been shown in animal models where they can take an animal that doesn't make its own vitamin C, like a guinea pig, and hold the vitamin C out of their diet, and they will start getting plaque formation as the vitamin C in their circulation goes down. when you take an animal that normally makes vitamin C, and most mammals can, humans can't, fruit-eating bats can't, higher primates can't, and guinea pigs can't. So there's about 20 species of mammals that can't make their own vitamin C. Most make vitamin C from blood sugar. So if they affect the liver of these animals that normally make vitamin C so they can't make it anymore, they also get plaque for the first time in their arteries. So theoretically, that is how humans get plaque, is from a vitamin C deficiency, subclinical to scurvy, to full-blown scurvy, but where there might be damage to the blood vessels and you're not able to adequately maintain them. So this is a theory that's been shown in an animal model to be valid. And so that's important for humans, you know, because cardiovascular health is the number one cause of death. It's responsible for about 25% of all deaths in the United States, over 600,000 deaths a year. And the main method of vitamin C transport is a sodium transport. So sodium ascorbate, a form of vitamin C that's bonded to sodium, allows it to transport more efficiently. Now, it only moves a small amount. You're looking at 9 or 10% of the sodium ascorbate being sodium. So for 1,000 milligrams of sodium ascorbate, you'll have about 90 milligrams of sodium, which is not a high dose, since we need several grams a day as a requirement in our diet. Yet that 90 milligrams is going to actually move about 45 milligrams of vitamin C into cells. It's going to transport about half as much vitamin C as the amount of sodium. Now, obviously, we have other sodium available in our body, and hopefully that's going to move vitamin C as well, which is the normal active transport mechanism for vitamin C to be absorbed both from the gut into the bloodstream and from the bloodstream into cells. There is an alternate method using the glucose transport system into certain cells, like immune cells, and that's activated by insulin and things that help insulin, such as the B vitamin inositol or the nutrient alpha-lipoic acid that improve insulin sensitivity. So that's an alternate way for vitamin C to get into cells, but the primary way is sodium driven, and that's why the sodium ascorbate is such a powerful nutrient.
Let me ask you a question, Neil.
Yeah.
When we speak about vitamin C, there are many different forms of vitamin C, and most of them here at Save-A-Lot are sold in either tablets or capsules. We do have several forms of powdered vitamin C, but why is it that the powdered form is more effective than taking a capsule or a tablet?
Well, it's simply that people tend to do higher doses in the powder, more effective doses. And the tablet and capsule will deliver the vitamin C. It just takes a little longer. A capsule is going to take typically 10 to 20 minutes to break apart and release the contents, which is the same vitamin C. And a tablet's going to take usually 20 to 40 minutes, in some cases up to an hour, to release, unless it's a sustained release, which might be even longer. But vitamin C will absorb through the entire length of the intestine. It's not targeted to a specific area of the small intestine, for example, like some other nutrients. And there's an active transport with sodium. So as long as there's some sodium presence and your GI tract is fairly intact, you will tend to absorb some of the vitamin C. The reason for the normal oral limit of vitamin C, where people tend to get loose stools or gas or things from taking larger doses, is because they've used up their sodium and they're not able to transport it, and it's passing through the colon, absorbing moisture and making things more liquidy. So the more you can absorb, because there's some sodium present, the less you'll have those kind of effects. And that's also, you can minimize that by splitting your servings throughout the day where you're not taking it all at once.
That's a very good point.
One of the areas that, follows up on this concept of preventing plaque formation because of subclinical scurvy. The sodium ascorbate is extremely helpful for supporting eye health. So you think about the tiny capillaries in your eyes that may be damaged because of an antioxidant deficiency, possibly because of blood sugar instability, a variety of different reasons. So those tiny capillaries become extremely fragile and then ultimately fail to function in their delivery of nutrients to eye tissue, as well as helping remove debris from the eye. So these tiny capillaries that are in the eyes, that are in the kidneys, are especially vulnerable to vitamin C deficiency, and the sodium ascorbate form of the vitamin C can be extremely supportive of someone who has been diagnosed, say, with the beginnings of cataracts or the beginnings of macular degeneration, or an individual who's just beginning to see changes in the quality of their eyesight. So here's a form of vitamin C that does have a particular benefit. And then, Neil, one of the areas that I was thinking about had to do with skin health and certain types of skin cancer. Do you have any research with regard to sodium ascorbate as it relates particularly to changes in skin cells?
Well, again, to make collagen requires vitamin C for the process. So the skin structures, the collagen is the major protein in the body that holds everything together. And there's different forms. There's 14 different kinds of collagens. You know, there's one kind in the skin, one kind in the hair, one kind in the blood vessels, one kind in the organs, one kind in the joints. And they all require vitamin C, adequate amounts of vitamin C to build and maintain them. Now, a lot of the things we're talking about medically here are you're not going to see those on labels, because we're talking about science. We're not talking about products and label claims in
right.
that regard.
Right.
But you know, the science is clear that there are roles for these. On supplements, we can claim to support already healthy body structures and functions.
Right.
So that we're not improving anything.
And, you know, just going on with that discussion with regard to vitamin C being so supportive of collagen, and there are so many different forms of collagen, the sodium ascorbate and indeed other forms of vitamin C as well are going to be critically important with regard to wound healing. So if someone is dealing with poorly healing wound, I always talk to them about the importance of zinc, but the sodium ascorbate is also extremely supportive of wound healing. It will minimize in the healing of the wound, minimize the development of excessive scarring. So there are so many different functions of the vitamin C, and unfortunately, I'm going to say, because so many people are not necessarily taking in enough vitamin C, very important with regard to fatigue, as I said, wound healing, just overall ability to function at a very, have your cells function at a very high level. It is 10:30. Time for us to take another break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Neil Levin, the educator for Now Foods, and Mr. Al Foreman. We'll be right back after these messages.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Save a lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman again for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a great show with our very special guest, Mr. Neil Levin, who's speaking to us from the NOW facility in Illinois, and Jenna Cimarelli, who's speaking to us from the Boca Raton office of WWNN Studios. And we were speaking about the pure buffered sodium ascorbate, which is a vitamin C powder produced by the NOW supplement company. And just as a point of information, the NOW family is headed up or has been owned by the same family for over about 50 years. And that says something for a company to be in business this long producing some great products. We're coming into the cold and flu season. We have a lot of snowbirds that visit us at this time of the year and bring with them a lot of different factors that may deteriorate our health. What would you say, Neil, would be companion products that people can use to the sodium ascorbate to keep their immune system strong while we go through this period of their visitation?
Well, that's a great question, because you know, vitamin C is well known for helping immunity, and in fact, it's estimated that the adrenal gland, which is responsible for our body dealing with stresses, including seasonal stresses, will pull in, and the concentration of vitamin C in there is about 150 times that of general vitamin C circulating in the bloodstream. So it's preferentially concentrated in the adrenal gland, so it obviously has a role in stress management within our adrenal gland and its ability to make the hormones that affect our stress and control stress. The other things that tend to help that are very good, one thing I would recommend, we have a formula called Immune Renew, which is 8 certified organic mushroom mycelium, which are the roots of the oriental mushrooms that are grown in California. And we add a standardized astragalus root, so it's a great tonifier and basic support for the immune system, like a true preventative. Something else that's very helpful is a product called Epicor. And Epicor, E-P-I-C-O-R, is a standardized extract from a yeast, but it's been shown to reduce the number of sick days in school children who take it throughout the school year. We've added to it vitamin D3, olive leaf extract, vitamin C, and zinc as a little immune support formula. But Epicor is something that you might want to look at just to take every day as a preventive, you know, which is a nice way to do that. And a third thing I'll mention, there's a lozenge with a probiotic that actually grows in the mouth and protects the throat from other types of organisms that might otherwise grow there. And it's called Oral Biotic with a strain called Bliss K12. And what happened was they found in a child in New Zealand who wasn't getting sore throats when his classmates were, and they isolated the mouth bacteria and found this type of strain was responsible for cutting the number of sore throats in these school kids by about half. So, you know, that there are different ways to help immunity by taking things. And there's your botanical formulas, things like elderberry, which is believed to interfere with viruses being able to attach and attack cells, that they can't, it can't actually attach and get in other cells and spread within the body, is the theory of how elderberry works. But it's a great antioxidant or free radical fighter, which has its own benefits in terms of immunity. We have a couple other formulas. I like Air Defense, which has a standardized extract of andrographis called Peractin, which is clinically studied with vitamin C, echinacea, elderberry, larch extract, olive leaf extract. That's one that I formulated and that I use. And another formula a lot of people like is Alibiotic, which is a garlic extract with oregano oil, oil of oregano, olive leaf, elderberry, and other things in an enteric-coated soft gel. And that's very, very popular formula, very unique formula. So, you know, people are using different types of botanicals and vitamins and minerals to enhance their immunity, to be able to increase their resistance. But probiotics and the mushrooms and things like that tend to play a role.
I know that there's a very unique story how Epicor came to be and how it really produce some very, very fine results based upon a factory that inhaled it during the course of their workday, where the sick time was down to almost nothing based upon the environment that they were in with this Epicor product. So I concur with you 100%, Neil, on the Epicor. It's a fantastic addition to anybody's program if they're looking to build an immune system response to ward off any illnesses that may come their way, especially at this time of the year. What I'd like to get into, Janet, is they have, or now products have, a very unique array of essential oils. And to me, I never thought of now being a producer of essential oils, but they have really widened their variety of oils, and they have some special condition-specific formulas that I think are worthy of discussion. Neil, I'm not sure if you had any help in designing some of these or input designing these, but I think that now really made a great leap into the essential oil business by coming out with these condition-specific formulas. I'd like to start with a problem that most people are faced with, and that is a restful night's sleep. And you have a formula called Peaceful Sleep. And this is an essential oil that people can use. And again, we could discuss how they can take it. So why don't we start with that first, Neil?
Yeah, I mean, essential oils are very important because they're literally getting molecules of the oil, which are volatile. They travel through the air, and they'll enter our body, they'll get in our nose, they'll fit our receptors, our scent receptors, and send signals directly to the brain. And they're the same system we use to, say, smell cookies or a meal cooking, and that gets our appetite going and gets our digestive juices flowing and affects our ability to taste that food later. It's the exact same mechanism, but we're now using it for aromatherapy instead of for, triggering digestion. Maybe you're triggering a mood change. Maybe you're triggering a relaxation. So what we've done on Peaceful Sleep, we've blended some citrus oils, orange and tangerine, with lavender and chamomile, and lang lang and sandalwood, so that it's calming and relaxing, even though it's got kind of a floral and citrusy type base. So I'm actually not involved directly in formulating the essential oil products like I am on the supplements, because we have we've had an oil chemist here for over 20 years, and we bought a Burnham cosmetic company we purchased over probably about 15 years ago, and have those chemists as well. And so we have very experienced personal care and oil chemists that work on these things along with our personal care management team. And we do sensory testing with volunteers as well. But these blends have been very popular because, you know, a lot of people do buy the oils to blend them themselves, and that's a huge market. We're actually number one in the natural channel for essential oils because of our fair pricing and our large sizes. We don't make a lot of money on them, and because we don't follow the perfume industry model of pretty little bottles at pretty high prices like most companies do. Our mission is providing value in natural products and services that empower people to lead healthier lives. So we're going to market up less. We actually buy more lavender oil than anyone else in the world. We buy about half of the production in the world of lavender oil. So we have an economy of scale and a low markup model to get things affordably to consumers of the highest quality.
Well, I know that, Janet, you have a lot of experience with essential oils over the years, that you've been able to help people using some of these different oils in helping them balance their bodies. Maybe you can give us some input on your end as to what you have found.
Okay, one of the aspects that Neil just mentioned, and it's these molecules that are such volatile substances, and they are in the air and you inhale them, and certainly the experience of inhaling them is very pleasant because they have very appealing scents. But from a therapeutic point of view, what you have is delivery of something to your brain, which is an extremely difficult thing to do. But when you're inhaling these molecules, there is no interference from what we know is the blood-brain barrier. So when you're changing the nutrient, glucose, oxygen and content of your blood, that has a certain effect on your brain, but the nutrients don't get delivered quite the same way as when you are inhaling those molecules from an essential oil. And so here, this peaceful sleep formula, very, very appealing from a sensory point of view, but a specific therapeutic effect of relaxation. One of the questions that I have is, Neil, is it appropriate to put this peaceful sleep in one of the different diffusers that are available and actually have this in your entire bedroom?
Yes, as long as you're using a blend like Peaceful Sleep that does not have a carrier oil. You know, if it has almond oil or jojoba oil or grapeseed oil or those kind of things as a base, and it's only a certain percentage essential oils, those are not recommended for use in diffusers. But blends that we make, like the Peaceful Sleep, that are just a blend of pure essential oils, are fine to use in diffusers.
Okay, and it's time for us to take another break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today, Neil Levin of Now Foods, and joining us also from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman. And we will be right back after these messages.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SAVALotNutritionCenters.com.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman again for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We are joined this morning with our very special guest, Mr. Neil Levin from Now Foods. And just as a point of interjection, I don't know if we'll have time to discuss it, but Now Foods, in addition to the supplement category, they also make a great deal of personal care products, and they also have a great line of organic foods, which I think you want to stop in and check out here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. But we're speaking about some essential oils. And, Janet, you brought up a point about a diffuser. And Now has a beautiful diffuser. It's bamboo, and it's ultrasonic oil diffuser, BPA-free, that should be utilized with the Now essential oils. And the two carriers that Neil had mentioned would help the essential oils do a better job. That's what you need to be able to use it in a diffuser. And over the years, Janet has had some tremendous success using essential oils for people with different issues as it relates to bodily functions or the ability to sleep in a restful way. And mental mood at this particular time of the year, people who are going through the holiday season that may have lost a dear relative or a friend this past year that may be in a crisis type of mood where they need some uplifting aromas. And some of those are available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center using the Now essential oils. Janet, I know that you're going to be here today and tomorrow. Maybe you can give our listeners a preview of when you will be here so they can come in and discuss with you any point that we have been speaking about with Neil Levin from Now Foods.
My pleasure. I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location in Margate from 1 to 7 today, and tomorrow, Thursday, 1 to 7. Friday, I'm available even later in the evening from 4 to 8 at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and Saturday is right in the middle of the day, 12 to 5. One of the things that I did want to mention, there are some very, very nice combination packages of essential oils available from Now Foods. So they lend themselves to gift giving. So the diffuser is a beautiful diffuser. And if you know someone who is just getting started using essential oils, this is a way to move their connection and use of essential oils along. So we talked about peaceful sleep. One of the things that I have growing in my garden is rosemary, and when I'm out in the garden, I'll twist a couple of tiny little leaves off the rosemary bush and twist them under my nose. Rosemary is an energizing and particularly mental clarifying and energizing scent. And so one of the things that I can suggest for people certainly is to use the Now essential oil rosemary. I tell people put a little drop on your fingertips and rub it into your fingertips and then just move your fingertips right under your nose and inhale. The rosemary is invigorating. Now, keep in mind, these essential oils are subtle, and you can become accustomed to them over time and then understand the subtle expression. And so rosemary essential oil, very, very nice for stimulating. So we talked about that combination of components with the now combination peaceful sleep. Neil, what else besides rosemary might you recommend for uplifting?
Yeah, I mean, uplifting is, I tend to like things like myrrh and frankincense for that, but for uplifting, you can have some other ones. Some of the oils are more energetic, for example. Peppermint would be more energetic. Some of the citrus ones are energetic. Orange, lemon oil, grapefruit oil, those kind of things.
Those are some of my favorites. I love the citrus scents.
Yeah, I mean, the citrus are nice, but if you combine them with vanilla or other scents, you get even a broader effect. And we actually have some seasonal recipes on our webpage at nowfoods.com where you can make things that smell like gingerbread or cinnamon cookies or eggnog, vanilla and cinnamon, where
wow.
You're mixing things together.
Sounds fabulous. So if people go to nowfoods.com, they can find those recipes for combining essential oils.
Yeah, nowfoods.com, and there's a bunch of tabs at the top. One of them's essential oils, and then you get option for recipes. So recipes, you can get the seasonal recipes, but there's other recipes as well.
Fantastic. So they can, our customers can find these mixing of now essential oils, and they don't necessarily have to be baking gingerbread or any type of mouth-watering food, but their home can smell like that. Very welcoming at the holidays.
And you know how real estate agents often tell people to make the house smell like you're baking something if you want to sell it?
Right.
Essential oils might be a way to do that without having to run the oven and do all that stuff.
The other thing that I'm thinking, you mentioned myrrh, frankincense. Those have a little bit of a therapeutic effect, too. So they're going to be uplifting, but it's going to be, to a certain aspect, supportive of your immune response or minimizing the possibility that any airborne pathogen would knock you down.
Yeah, and we actually came out with a blend not too long ago called Nature Shield Oil Blend. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Thieves Oil that companies are selling. That's our version of that.
Fabulous. Oh, I am so excited to hear that, because I have been a many, many, many years long fan of Thieves. And when I have people coming to see me in my office that might not be feeling well, maybe they're recovering from the flu or coming down with a cough or cold, it's something that I very often turn to. So now I know Nature's Shield. Fabulous that I can find that from now.
Yeah, that's got the clove bud, lemon, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, and rosemary.
Excellent. Oh, what a nice blend.
And I do want to remind our listeners that we only have a couple minutes left to the show, but we still have the special on buying gift cards. So if you'd like to buy a gift card, no matter what denomination, whether it be 100 or 500 or 1,000, you save 10%. So whatever the value of the gift card is that you're purchasing, you'll be buying it for 10% less. And that special will be going on until Saturday. So keep that in mind, because if you need a gift for somebody, or if you need a gift for yourself, you can save 10% by buying the gift card, and then you may want to shop and make a purchase while you're here of what you've just saved. So keep that in mind, in addition to the everyday low prices that we at Save-A-Lot offer you with the great staff of people. As Janet Cimarelli is here today from 1 until 7, tomorrow 1 till 7, Friday she'll be here from 4 to 8, and Saturday 12 to 5. And the information that Neil has shared with us is priceless, Janet.
Oh, certainly priceless information. He always enlightens me whenever he is sharing all of his wealth of information. I just want to remind everyone that on Saturday we're going to have information about shielding your body from the effects of cell phone radiation. And then I can tell everyone about Nature Shield from Now Foods. So shield from radiation, shield from airborne pathogens, all good things. And I just want to thank our very special guest, Neil Levin, for joining us for this hour. And to all of our listeners, I'll be at the Save-A-Lot location from 1 to 7 today. Look forward to seeing you there. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you. Stay healthy, my friends.
Oh, thanks so much, and you as well. To our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.